T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, some randomly chosen songs from Alexa. This is Immigrant Song from Led Zeppelin. Here's Emily Stevens joining us for the first time in a month or so. Emily, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little bit of the fatigue of everything, but overall I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good. I'm finding myself, now Emily, of course, is our resident life coach and therapist. I'm finding today, at least, that I'm upbeat, and I think it has to do that I got out this morning and played a round of golf for the first time all year. Is it possible that that's the reason I'm feeling a little spry?
Absolutely. You got exercise. You got outside to get some vitamin D from the sun. That is probably definitely contributing to your spry mood.
That's good to know.
There you go. You
see, Jeff, meanwhile, is as dour as ever. Jeff?
Well, that's my whole identity. I'm going to be dour no matter what. So you just mentioned you're starting to feel the fatigue, and I was worried that we just wouldn't have any questions for you because we've asked them all, and it's nothing has really changed. But that kind of thought kind of made me think of a question. Is the message that if you're talking to someone who's just now kind of starting to feel the fatigue and get worn down by all of this, is your message of positivity any different than someone who has been feeling the fatigue for several months, or do you approach that the same way?
It's going to be pretty similar. When I'm talking with people individually, we try to make it more individualized to them. But it kind of all goes back to the same basic principles of, you know, setting boundaries, working on communication, looking at what does your self-care look like? How is that manifesting itself, that fatigue? You know, are you not putting laundry away? Are the dishes piling up? Is that contributing to the fatigue now? It's conversations around things like that of what does that fatigue look like and how do we at least try to not make it worse and hopefully try to make it better.
Talking with Emily Stevens, today we've learned that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have decided to postpone their college football seasons. They will not be happening this fall. The ACC and Big 12 could follow suit pretty shortly. And regardless of how you feel about sports or how you feel about COVID or whether you believe these are the right decisions or the wrong decisions, throw all that out. It's just more depressing stuff, isn't it?
You know, it can be. It definitely is for some people who really look forward to those experiences. I will say, though, I was talking with a colleague yesterday, and we were both talking about how many clients have, like, graduated from us, because the point of therapy and coaching is not for you to be coming back forever and ever. The point is that eventually you move on. You have the tools and the skills that you don't need a therapist or a coach anymore. And we were talking about how many clients that we have graduated from working with us because there aren't distractions. So to people who are struggling with things being like not having football, I would say use this time wisely. Look internally. What are things that you've always wanted to pursue or work on in yourself? Now's the time to do it because there are no other distractions. Even if you wanted there to be distractions, they aren't there. So now is the time to seize this moment the best you can to try to do something or be something that you've always kind of had the desire to be, but never really had the tools or the time or the energy to put towards that.
Yeah, so it seems like there isn't going to be major college football in the fall, but in the kind of the days and weeks leading up to this, I've seen a lot of people kind of on social media say, you know, if you want college football, wear a mask, socially distance, do all that stuff. And I don't necessarily want to get into that specifically, but do you think, generally speaking, telling people what they're going to miss out on is a good way to change their behavior? Is that an effective strategy?
It can be for some people. I mean, people who are motivated by things they're missing out on, absolutely. But think about when you're disciplining, let's say there's 10 kids you're going to discipline. The one type of discipline or one type of consequence isn't going to work for all 10 kids. I mean, parents are probably shaking their heads up and down right now, even if they have multiple kids, that one type of discipline made one fall in line, but another kid's like, that's all you got. So I think for some people, knowing what they'll miss out on definitely will motivate them to be more careful or to do whatever they can to get us back on track. But for some people, that might not be their motivating factor, and so we'd have to come at them from a different angle.
Emily Stevens is with us. Her website is called withemilystevens.com. You said that you encourage people to find other ways to entertain themselves. What are some of the ways that you've heard from maybe your clients or even yourself? How can people best go about doing that?
Sure. Well, a personal example is when I was a kid, I loved to work with my hands and do like craft things. My mom was always signing me up. I'm from a small town. She'd always sign me up for things at the rec center, like different baking classes and different art classes and all things like that. Well, as I got to be an adult, I kind of stopped doing those things. Like, I would end up scrolling on my phone or watching Netflix. Like, I really didn't do those things that really brought me joy. And so I started incorporating more of that in. Like, I've been teaching myself with help how to embroider. I did a bunch of tie-dye projects, and that was a thing. I baked banana bread. So that's kind of a cheesy, girly thing that's happening, but it's something that it has brought me joy again, and I forgot how much it brought me joy, and it was just from being an adult and having all these things that we have to do that I kind of let that fall off. So that's something you could even think about. When you were a kid, what brought you joy? Was it riding your bike all day? Do you have a bike in the garage you haven't touched in 2 years? Go out and ride your bike. See what that's like. I don't think it has to be reinventing the wheel necessarily or coming up with these huge, elaborate hobbies. It's just trying to be a little bit more creative than, you know, scrolling our phones or watching Netflix.
Have you talked with any parents who are concerned about how to, you know, handle their kids potentially going back to school? And, you know, are we going to do online? Are we going to send them back? Because that seems like a whole new stress that is just now. I mean, we've had so much to be stressed about, and now we have this school thing. Has that been a topic that you've discussed with some parents at all?
Absolutely. And with various people in the education system, I sympathize with all those people because it is such a tough decision. And it's one of those things that no matter what, you're going to have people upset, whether it's on the administrative side or, you know, the teachers and things like that, or if it's the parents and the students. What I keep telling people is you have to do whatever works for you in your life and kind of drown out the noise around you. Because again, there's not a good answer. There's not a perfect answer to this. You just have to do what works best for you and understand that the school systems are trying to do what they think is best. We are in completely uncharted territory here. And so getting upset and getting super frustrated, that's just going to keep making you more angry, more upset. So try your best to just control what you can control. And that is what happens with your kid. And, you know, when it comes to if you are sending your kid to school, have them start wearing masks now. Make it to where if they want screen time, they have to have a mask on. I guarantee they'll put it on and leave it on to watch that iPad. Do things like that that start to condition them to go back to school. If you're a parent that's staying home, you know, figure out a designated area for your kids to do schoolwork, and that's their designated area, and then other parts of the house are where they play and have fun. There's ways to make it work for you, even though there just isn't a great, none of these options are perfect, so we just have to do the best we can.
Emily Stevens is our guest. Before I ask you my next question, you said you're from a small town. Do you mind telling us what small town you're from?
Oh, yeah. I'm from Parsons, Kansas.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Now, see, my wife loves that area of the state, so she'll be thrilled to know that you're from Parsons.
Yeah, I was born and raised there, loved my childhood there, was a Parsons Viking in high school, so, yep, good old PK.
Do you know the town South Mound?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's one of those towns that's almost died out, but it's certainly close to Parsons. So my next question for you, Emily, we've been talking to you now for the better part of 6 months about all of this. What are you finding from your clientele? Is there more frustration? Is there more acceptance? What are you hearing from the people you talk to?
You know, that's a great question, and it's kind of all over the board. I have some clients that in the beginning really struggled and now are kind of finding a pace. And I have clients that are the opposite. In the beginning, we're kind of like, hey, this is sort of cool working from home. You know, it's kind of novel and interesting to, like, not be able to go places. And now they're like, I can't take any more of this. So I feel like it's a little bit all over the board. And I myself, I feel like I came to the fatigue and kind of all of that later than most people did, at least in my stratosphere, in my world. So the thing I would say, though, that is the overarching thing that I'd want to let people know is to ask for help. There's tons of resources. No matter where you are in this journey, if you're struggling, there are lots of resources in our community that are low or reduced fee, or, I mean, there's people with sliding scales, there's people who take insurance. Ask for help. There's help available to you. And I always equate it to the, if you had a broken arm, you wouldn't just tough it out. You'd go to the doctor immediately and you'd get help. So if you are struggling in some way, especially with this carrying on like it has and will continue, ask for help.
And I'll say one other thing, speaking personally. I said that playing golf today gave me a boost emotionally. I really feel like that today. But over the past month, I had some health issues. I went into the hospital for a night and had two stents placed in my heart artery. And since then, for about a month now, I've been on a walking program, and that has really, really helped me. So I would encourage people just something simple like that to start walking more, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, exercise is proven to release endorphins that help your well-being, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. Yeah, if nothing else, move your body. Or, you know, I'm always preaching a journal practice or a gratitude practice. You don't have to, again, reinvent the wheel. You don't have to do these huge, big, sweeping things to your life. You just need to implement, do 1% of something more or different or better for yourself, and that 1% will add up when you continuously do it day after day after day.
All right, Emily, as always, we appreciate you. With EmilyStevens.com is your website. Please get with Emily if you need somebody to kind of help you through some difficult times. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Emily Stevens, our guest. We will be back with hour number two, The Drive, on a Tuesday. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.